Welcome to our awesome universe, where space is simultaneously too bright, too sweet, and somehow still not black enough.
Today, we're covering recent satellite news, from a mirror that's upsetting astronomers to a paint that might fix exactly that problem, with a detour through a sugar discovery that's genuinely strange. All of it comes from one Spaceman 2000. Let's start with the satellites.
The tension here is a familiar one. A technology promising real benefits for people on the ground, while quietly making life harder for the scientists watching the sky above it.
The Erendil 1 story sets that up directly. The FCC has approved Reflect Orbital to test a satellite with a large mirror designed to redirect sunlight toward Earth's nighttime side. And the company's stated goal is ambitious. By the year 2035, the company intends to deploy a constellation comprising 50,000 such orbital reflectors.
50,000 mirrors? For scale, that's not a constellation. That's a disco ball the size of a civilization's ambitions.
The practical case is real, though. The Post notes the mirrors could support solar power facilities and illuminate regions up to 5 kilometers wide, with potential benefits for agriculture and emergency services. The concern from astronomers is about light pollution at a scale that's genuinely hard to walk back.
Which is where the Vantablack story becomes more than a curiosity.
Right. The Science Alert piece on Vantablack 310 addresses the crowding problem directly. In lab tests, coating satellites with this material meant that only 2% of incoming light was reflected. That's a meaningful reduction for observatories trying to image faint objects.
So one company is planning to fill the sky with mirrors, and another team is developing paint to undo what mirrors do. The universe contains multitudes.
And then there's the CBS News piece, a genuinely different kind of space story. Astronomers detected erythrulose, a sugar also found in raspberries, drifting in the interstellar medium. The reason it matters is that sugars are considered a key ingredient for life, and understanding how they form in deep space is an open question.
Raspberries, satellites, and super black paint. The sky is a lot more complicated than it looks. The thread running through all of this is access. Who gets to use the sky? And for what? More of that next time. The universe keeps adding complications.